The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, the Reverend Stephen George, and please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." Almighty God, we come before you today acknowledging your sovereignty over all things. Your word reminds us to commit our work to you so that our plans may succeed according to your will. As we begin this session, we ask for your guidance to lead us. May our deliberations lead us to decisions that would uplift, protect, and benefit all those we are elected to serve. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good to see you. Thank you again for the prayer. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson, for what purpose do you rise? Present? All right, Senator from Jefferson, please note she is present. Madam Secretary indicates the quorum being present. The Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, could you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 7th day, Tuesday, January 21, 2025.
Senator from Platt. We're currently reading the journal.
The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from Jefferson had me a little distracted here. Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion by the senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though have been having fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Yeah, Senator from the 25th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your right and my left, we have Mr. Eddie Justice, if you'd stand, Mr. Jim Smith, if you'd stand, and Mr. Jeff Benoist, if you would stand. All three of these people work with the Commission on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline of Judges. Just like to say something, Eddie Justice is a very good friend of mine from Donovan, and I'd like the chamber to please welcome them to the Senate.
Please welcome these special guests. Order of business, the senator from the 7th. For what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right, I have like to introduce a special guest, Nishi Parkinson. Her early passion for social services was sparked by her volunteer work with Helena Hatch Center for Women. Inspired by her aunt, Helena Hatch, whose battle with HIV and ultimately ended her life. For 15 years, she worked with Project ARC as part of the Prevention Team and Loss to Care Initiative, where she continues to connect individuals with critical HIV medical care and resources. I'd like the Bonnie to join me in making her feel welcome.
Please welcome these special guests. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from Newton.
I'd like to introduce some guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you. To my right and to your left, I'd like to introduce Ryan Melton and the team with Community Support Services, and ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
All right. Please welcome these special guests. The order of business is introduction of guests. Next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Next order of business is resolutions. Senator from Lawrence, for what purpose do you rise?
I have a resolution.
Please send the resolution forward. Senator from Lawrence, would you like to explain the resolution?
I would, Mr. President. Thank you.
Please proceed.
There are several in here in this chamber who I've spoken to about what we eat, what we purchase, and as consumers of lots of different products, especially the foods we eat, I believe it's important for us to fulfill a desire that I know is out there, that we know where our food comes from, whether it be in our own backyards, whether it be on the farms that we run and operate, whether from the stores we shop. But today, Mr. President, we don't have that option. We have foods that are coming from all over the world. And I've become aware that some of the food products that we purchase that are allowed by our federal government and, yes, even allowed by our state government, comes from places who have no quality standards whatsoever. And if they do have them, they're very minimal. So this particular resolution is just one that requires labeling from the country of origin, so that we can rest assured that the foods that we purchase at the stores and we consume are coming from reliably productive and safe sources. So I hope that the members in this chamber will take seriously a resolution that we'll be sending to our federal delegation from Missouri to put pressure on the federal delegation to require that foods be labeled from the countries in which they originate. And then in Missouri, we do the same so that we can rest assured that we're selling and providing good quality products to those constituents we serve. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, from Lawrence. It's been noted we were on the order of business of resolutions. My understanding that was a concurrent resolution. Is that your understanding, Senator from Lawrence?
My apologies, Mr. President. I've made mistakes 2 days back-to-back, and so I beg your forgiveness.
Okay. When we come to the order of business of concurrent resolutions, would you be so kind as to, we'll note that it's been sent forward?
Be happy to do that.
All right. Thank you. Order of business is resolutions. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send the resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Would you like to care to explain the resolution?
I would, just briefly.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll briefly just explain what this resolution would do. One thing that's been a huge concern we've heard on the national level
Senator, I apologize. I believe this is also a concurrent resolution, is it not?
No,
it's a joint resolution?
Is it not timely?
Senator, it's been pointed out to me that this is a joint resolution that will go under the introduction of bills. Would that be acceptable to you?
Yes, I apologize.
Right. No worries. The order of business is resolutions. Senator from Platt. All right. Next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House concurrent resolution number one be taken up for adoption.
You have heard the motion by the senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Does the senator care to explain the resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the concurrent resolution previously printed in the journal. This is to have the Senate join the House in a joint session next week to receive the governor's State of the State address. And with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on this resolution, concurrent resolution? Hearing none. Senator from Platt, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Platt has moved that House resolution, concurrent resolution number one, be adopted. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close, and you have closed. And Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nirenbern, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from the first, for what purpose do you rise? Please note the senator from the first voted aye. Senator from the 32nd, for what purpose do you rise? Okay, please note the senator from the 32nd has voted aye. Senator from Franklin. All right, please note the senator from Franklin has voted aye. Senator from Cole. All right. Please note, Senator from Cole has voted aye. Senator from Green. Please note, the Senator from Green has voted aye. Senator from the 8th. We need your vote, please. All right. Madam Secretary, please note the senator from vote, 8th has voted aye. Senator from the 14th. We have you recorded aye, is that correct? Yes, thank you. By a vote of 31 ayes and zero noes, House Resolution number 1, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions to send forward.
Please send each of the current concurrent resolutions forward.
Let's start with
the first one. Would you like to carefully explain the first one?
Like the gentleman from, or like the senator from Lawrence said, I also want to make sure that the House of Representatives supports the right of consumers to know the origins of their food. And the second resolution has to do with maritime law. It is encouraging the House of Representatives to affirm their support of the Jones Act and to celebrate the Jones Act role in fostering a strong domestic maritime industry. And I will send those forward. It's gotta be good. Yeah.
Thank you. Each of the resolutions will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. No explanation needed.
All right, please send the current resolution forward. The resolution will be printed in the journal. Senator from Lawrence, earlier you had brought up a resolution during the, I think we agreed was a concurrent resolution. Would you please like to make note that it would be, explain it and send it forward?
It was not returned, so I can return, send another one forward if I need to. If the secretary has it, I would leave that in her capable hands.
All right. It is at the dais. We'll note. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Next order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I have a joint resolution. We're on bills. Since it's amateur hour today, and
please send the joint resolution forward.
Now I'd like to be able to give an explanation if possible, Mr. President.
Senator Withalk, the Secretary will read the joint resolution, then you may proceed.
Perfect.
Madam Secretary, please read the joint resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution number 53, offered by Senator Bratton. A joint resolution relating to the taxation of certain assets.
All right, the Senator from Cass, would you like to explain?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll just be brief. So what this joint resolution would do, it would go before the vote of the people to give them the option to say that they do not want in the state of Missouri to allow for unrealized gain taxation. This is a topic of discussion through that we saw through the presidential debate and the election But this is one thing that my constituency has been very vocal about, is the fact of being taxed, a wealth tax, basically, upon their assets, on things that they haven't been able to have a transaction, per se, on an asset in which they're being taxed in increased levels. So what this would do, it'd go before the voters and allow them to say that they no longer want taxation on something that they haven't transactionally or income-based in any way, shape, or form made a monetary deduction or revenue upon. So that's what this would do. I believe this falls in line with our founders that literally fought a revolution over a tax on tea and over two taxes. So this would be something that would be very simple. And I think the people are sick and tired of being overtaxed on something that they have not even seen a monetary return upon. So for that, thank you, Mr. President, for this short explanation.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send each of the bills forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 608, offered by Senator Lewis, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Senator from the 7th, do you care to explain that bill?
No explanation is needed. Thank you.
All right. Madam Secretary, could you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 609, offered by Senator Lewis, an act relating to the human immunodeficiency virus with penalty provisions.
Senator from the 7th, do you care to explain the second bill?
No explanation is needed. Thank you.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Saline.
I have one bill. Be happy to send it forward. No explanation necessary.
Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 610, offered by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to electric utilities.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Callaway, the order of business is introduction of bills. All right. Seeing none, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.